see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Talk 580 WTCM, about 9 minutes now after 10 o'clock. It's Wednesday, November 27th. That means it is Thanksgiving Eve, as we're all hustled and bustling about grocery stores and markets and trying to get the last minute fixins for those Thanksgiving dinners. We're going to talk quite a bit, actually, about how the Thanksgiving dinner gets to your plate. It's all thanks to a farmer, really. And Ben LaCrosse will be joining us about 11 o'clock to talk about how the prices have not changed much in the last couple of years for your Thanksgiving meal, but the cut that the farmer is receiving has dwindled. So we'll chat about that in the 11 o'clock hour. But first, it is time to check in with Ms. Jersey Girl herself, Bonnie Pintozzi, joining us on the road today, doing your own traveling for a change from the Travel Authority. How are you, Bonnie?
Oh, I'm doing great, Crystal and Colleen. Well, you know, it's kind of fun to come home for the holidays. And yes, I am in South Jersey. I arrived in Philadelphia to one hectic, busy airport. Just getting picked up at the curbside took probably a good hour itself sometimes getting through.
Oh, boy.
But they're right. Travel is definitely up this year. There's a lot of people out there traveling. And so today we want to talk about some of those tips that you can take advantage of. Now, a lot of you may already be in your destination for Thanksgiving, but if you're traveling today, which is a busy day as well, you just need to bring your patience along. But there are a lot of things, and TSA just has an incredible amount of information on their website in case you were sitting there saying, well, what can I take and what am I, you know, unpacking? And one tip that I always find interesting is before you just pack that suitcase, unpack your bag before you pack it at home. See, that may prevent you from, you know, taking something that's already in that bag that you forgot to take out the last time you traveled that you're really not allowed to bring on board the plane.
That's a great idea.
Make sure that suitcase is empty. Then you can start out with overpacking it like you know you're going to do anyway to bring things home. But, it really helps to help TSA out. TSA is going to be staffed because they know how many millions and millions of people are traveling. And we're talking about Thanksgiving because it's right here, but this pertains to Christmas, which is another busy time of the year to do this. So I think the bottom line is be ready for the checkpoint. Help them help you and the rest of people in line by being able to go through. Dress for security screening. Sometimes we don't even think about it. Simplify your experience by avoiding, like, bulky jewelry, scarves, hair accessories, those large belts, since these types of things are likely to require maybe additional screening. And remember to remove the items from your pockets and secure them in your carry-on bag. A lot of people have TSA PreCheck. Is a wonderful way to go through and really helps to, you know, avoid having to take your shoes off, do things like that, okay? Make sure your electronics are accessible in your carry-on. And that's the other thing. Organize your carry-on bag so that electronics larger than a cell phone can be quickly and easily accessible when at the security checkpoint. All electronic devices larger than a cell phone should be placed in a bin for X-ray screening with nothing on top of or below, similar to how laptops have been screened for several years. And then also refresh your knowledge of the liquids rule. Liquid gels, you know, aerosols, creams, you know, paste and carry-on bags must be 3.4 ounces or less, and all containers have to fit in a single quart-sized plastic bag and be placed in a bin for carry-on baggage screening. And familiarize yourself with that. The other thing I didn't think of, and I love this one, is, you know, you have a special family recipe you want to bring home. Well, you got to think about the ingredients. So if you're thinking about buying the ingredients ahead of time to make it at home, they, and you're going to put them in your carry-on bag, you've got to make sure they fit the liquids rule, too.
Yeah.
So don't you know, there's a lot of stores around, but maybe there's a specialty place you shop that's only good for this particular recipe. Just remember that you can also put them in your check bags as opposed to your carry-on bag. Just be sure they meet some of the rules and regulations.
Bonnie, I
have was
to
amazed.
Say, oh, I just wanted to let you know, I read a recent story of someone trying to bring, and I'm not joking here, a vat of gravy as a carry-on. literally in a pot, trying to get it on the plane.
What are you going to do if you need to bring it, though? Yeah. You put it all in baby food jars or in 2 ounce
bottles.
You put it
in your checked baggage? I don't know. But I'm sorry to interrupt.
You can also ship it ahead of time.
Yeah,
or buy it when you get there.
Buy it when you get there, yeah.
Bonnie, tell me this about carry-on stuff. We know that we need the clear plastic quart-size bag.
Right.
And the small bottles, plastic or whatever bottles. Is there a limit to how many plastic bags full of stuff you can bring?
You're normally taking one bag as you're checking that.
Quart bag.
Yeah, that definitely has worked well. And remember, you know, you can use your check bag. A lot of people will try to jam everything into a carry-on bag because they don't want to pay the extra baggage fee. Believe me, it is worth it to do that. That was the thing that really is difficult because if these bags are so big, if these things are so heavy, you got to remember millions and millions of people are traveling. I tell you, if I need like multiple shoes or things like that or other things, I send it out UPS ahead of time. It arrives where I'm going to be staying. I get here, my boxes are here, and I don't have to worry about trying to fit everything last minute into a suitcase that I know is way too small for everything I want to take. And my way in which I pack is I lay everything out before. I go through, and I start deleting whatever pile it's in and say, no, I don't need that, I need that. So I get it pared down to what I'm going to pack, and then if it gets too heavy or whatever, too much, I pare it down again. Because let's be honest, do you really need that many clothes when you're traveling someplace? It's just make it easier. It's stressful times. And I watched people, you know, through the airports and, you know, getting there ahead of time. You may think Traverse City, you don't need to be someplace 2 hours prior. If you're traveling on some of those peak days, and I can tell you Tuesday was a great day to fly. Today is a busy day.
Uh-huh.
Same thing that happens around the Christmas holidays. There's those peak days. You want to get to the airport ahead of time. You just want to get the car parked. You want to get in there, relax, check your bag, and go through security, which, believe me, TSA will do everything possible to expedite that. And what happens, too, with the pre-check lines, they start going through really, really fast. But sometimes we have people traveling that don't travel that often. Or they have some sort of maybe a disability, so they need a little bit extra time to go through. All this needs to be factored in, and just to make your trip start out on a good note.
Now, we're having some significant weather issues back here in northern Michigan, and specifically it's impacting the UP and some of our northern areas in our listening area. We're talking blizzard warnings and things like that. And I think it's also kind of a good reminder to, you know, remind people that even if it's fine outside where you are, those kind of storms that are going through the Upper Peninsula and into Wisconsin can really affect, you know, your flight, right?
Absolutely. When the airports start getting affected, whether they're on the West Coast or the East Coast, especially the major hubs, the major cities, they can affect everything down the line. So that's why if you can avoid it, don't travel on peak days. I picked Tuesday to Tuesday, which I found arriving Tuesday and going home on Tuesday after the holiday. Do you know one of the easiest days to travel is day of? It's on Thanksgiving Day.
Really?
Unless it's weather-related, it is a great time to travel.
Well, you're
and
smart.
I used to, right, when I lived in Texas, I used to travel Christmas Day because our family celebrated it differently, maybe Christmas night or whatever be the case. And I got there in time. I found that the crew on the planes were happy because They chose to work that day. It was just a whole different feeling, and you weren't packed into a plane in an airport that was horribly, you know, congested.
Yeah. Now, speaking of congested airports, and you've mentioned this so many times, it's TSA recommendations that you get to the airport for domestic flights 2 hours early. When you have major cities like Atlanta and Boston and New York that are seeing triple traffic, should you be giving yourself even more time to get to the airport?
Yes. Philadelphia is a prime example. It's an extremely busy airport. And you want to get there because traffic alone can take you so much at a time just to either get dropped off, car parked, all of that. You really need to allow so much more. And, you know, if you travel out of those airports, you're kind of familiar with it, but a lot of people say, what am I going to do, sit around the airport? Yeah, sit around the airport, relax, read a good book, have something to eat, because most major airports especially have great dining facilities anymore. Mm-hmm. So get there and don't be worried that you're going to miss your flight, because you miss your flight because itself, you know, you did it because you didn't get there ahead of time. The airlines don't have a whole lot of sympathy for trying to reaccommodate you without charging change fees right. And things like that. The fact that the weather is happening, I mean, this was projected at, a triple storm effect across the country, with storms starting in one area and going all the way through. Yesterday I landed, it was 60 degrees outside, sunning. It's going to be a nice day today, but we're going to be getting weather as well. So you've got to take all those factors in place to really just get off to a good start, have a great holiday, and go home and just with all those memories.
So, I mean, as far as some of the other, this is kind of tips for traveling. Mm-hmm. I call them survival tips, kind of.
Yeah, it is. It's almost like a war in a sense. Yes,
it does kind of feel like that. Yeah, that's the other piece of this, though, is that, you know, there are plenty of apps. TVC Airport has an app that you can use to make sure that your flights are on time, that they haven't been delayed, or the gates haven't changed, and all of those other things. And you mentioned packing and making sure you're not bringing things that you don't really need. That's another piece of this, too. If you don't have to check a bag, that's probably the easiest way to get out of the airport, right?
That is the easiest way. And then if you need to send stuff ahead, that's the other easy way. It just makes a huge difference, and you would be surprised at the cost to ship ahead as opposed to maybe paying some extra baggage fees because, one, you thought you did a great job and you didn't overpack, but you get there and now it weighs 20 pounds more than it's allowed and you're going to get charged anyway. So, you know, you really need to do that. The thing at this time of the year, especially with, you know, Thanksgiving and maybe that's when you're going to see all the family together, or Christmas, it's those gifts that you're buying. If you don't care that your gift that you just wrapped beautifully and you're going to carry that on, and TSA might have to say, okay, we're going to have to open it. And as one TSA member said to me, and you don't mind it being taped back with TSA tape, then, you know, go ahead, but it takes more time going through the screening. Ship those presents. Get them out of there and get them there in the way you want them to arrive, and then you don't have to worry about carrying all that on. Because there's not a lot of space in the overhead bins. You've got to get them to fit underneath the seat in front of you. Don't go through all that. It's not worth it.
Recently, I was on a flight on Sunday, actually, and it was an international flight, and I was noticing that there was a gentleman in front of me that had four opened presents. I mean, they were at one point beautifully wrapped and then they were unwrapped. And it was interesting because he said, yeah, I should have known. And then he mentioned, too, that even just putting these presents in the overhead bins, they get knocked around. So, you know, next time it will be just pack them and wrap them when you get to your destination.
Absolutely. It's a lot easier to do that. And, you know, you don't have to carry it on. And the one thing that years and years ago, if you remember, they would try to find space for your things, maybe in one of the closets and things. That does not happen anymore because, you know, there's just limited space where they can store things. So it's got to fit in that overhead bin. And believe me, when you watch some of those suitcases go up and they're pounding in there,
yep,
think about, that's the gift they're going to be sitting on top of. You don't want that. I mean, breakables, forget it. Just send them off ahead of time.
Right.
Get them to a place you're going to be going, and just say, hey, I'm all done. I'm ready to go. They're all gift-wrapped. But, you know, Crystal, you made my day. I've never known somebody to try to take a pot of gravy someplace.
No, I just read about this. It was hilarious. So, yeah, you can actually, further described, you can bring your gravy if you can somehow put it in your checked luggage.
Yeah, but think about it. The checked luggage gets beat up a little bit.
Yeah,
it's
does.
Moving around. You know, find out if it's going to sustain itself, whatever you're doing, and maybe ship it ahead.
Oh, you also can't bring mashed potatoes either because it's too liquidy.
Right. You can't. There's a lot of things, and some of the ingredients, can you really find them in the location you're going to? Probably.
Yeah, probably.
But
yeah.
Maybe the seasonings. Maybe you went to a specialty, place and you picked up seasonings and things. Put them in your check bag. Do not put them in your carry-on bag. Not necessary. You don't want to take the chance that they're going to see something and pull it. Because if they say you can't take this on, what are you going to do at Cherry Capital?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to wind up leaving it there.
Yeah.
And they don't do check-ins for things that are left over and do it and take care of it for you.
No. No, they just eat it in the back, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly. All right. So with just a few minutes left here, as we're getting into this is actually the busiest holiday travel day of the year, being a Wednesday. We have some weather to contend with here in northern Michigan and the Midwest experiencing storms. So what else can you let people know about, kind of warn people about, or not necessarily warn them, but give them a heads up and some tips for making it a little easier if they're traveling today or even for the remainder of the weekend?
Bring your patients along. Don't yell at the gate agents. Be as nice as you possibly can because they want to get you away as well. They want to get you on
They don't
trip.
Want to talk to you either.
Yeah, they don't want to be having a line of screaming people. You can't control the weather. And it may be sunny in where you're departing from, but where your arrival or where your plane has to connect through may be experiencing the weather. It is something that keep have the apps on. I can't tell you how important it is, the app for the Cherry Capital, but the app for your particular airline you go on, like Delta, whatever. They'll contact you. There's a lot of information they can do. You may find you're already reaccommodated. If you're working with the travel authority, we get schedule changes. Let us know. We have an 800 number that you can call. It's on your documents with us. Let us help you because we have a 24/7 emergency line that we can see what we can do to get you reaccommodated. A lot of times people will get in the line and says, okay, a reaccommodation line here, and call us while they're standing in that line. So by the time they get up towards the front of that line, they're already taken care of.
Bonnie, can I ask you about standby? I mean, should people just go ahead and rebook for another day, or is there any wisdom to trying to just hang out at the airport flying standby?
Depends on what you're going to be reaccommodated on, because some of it may be you're going to stand by for a couple of days.
Ooh,
because
yeah.
Get reaccommodated. If somebody says if you're traveling for the holidays and you want to be home with the family, don't take the offer and get you there.
Yeah.
A lot of people say, hey, we're going to offer you a $300 voucher because we are overbooked or whatever be the case. You want to take that chance? I wouldn't guarantee it. Okay, because there's so many flights trying to get out and so many people trying to travel. So just let them get you there and enjoy yourself. But, just stay abreast of what's going on. Don't be surprised that this could happen because there's so many people traveling at the same time. What are there, 48 million people going by car? I mean, there are a lot of people moving around the country. And so don't just get there. I always say if they give you an alternative airport that'll connect to where you're going, keep moving forward.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Keep moving forward because that's how you're going to get to your destination.
Just keep moving forward and, don't necessarily rely on the standby.
No.
Yeah. Okay, good deal. Well, Bonnie, I know it is almost Thanksgiving. We want to say thank you so much for sharing your pearls of wisdom every week here for the Travel Talk Show with the Travel Authority. Being that we're all talking about holidays right now and that we have a big blizzard coming to the UP and we have some significant weather that is on the horizon, as always, in northern Michigan, for people who want to look forward to January, February, and just get the heck out of here into warmer weather, is it too late to do that?
No, not at all. In fact, there are incredible deals out there. I think we've talked about it over the past weeks. There are still wonderful opportunities to get away. Do not wait until 2 weeks before spring break. You're probably going to have to really be creative if you're going to get to a certain place. Do it now. If you really, a lot of times what happens over this particular holiday, people are around the table going, hey, you want to go away together? You know, maybe in the wintertime someplace or whatever. And all of a sudden, people, you start talking to your family. So after dinner, contact us. Because what you want to do is start making the plans to coordinate maybe families going together. It's a fun way to travel.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much, Bonnie. It's great to talk to you, the Travel
Happy
Authority.
Thanksgiving to
Happy
everyone.
Thanksgiving to you. Travel safely. And, you know, don't try to bring a pot of gravy on the plane.
I will remember that, Crystal, now that you've shared those words of wisdom.
All right, thanks, Bonnie.